This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Talk about this is one of my favorite times of year. You're a big sports fan, right?
Of course.
What basketball playoffs so far? Underwhelming. You know, what thoughts on?
How could it be underwhelming?
Like, because a lot of games have been blowouts. Like, you know, bro, the Knicks are the most compelling television on TV right now.
Yeah, but how about Minnesota up 2-0? That's super.
Yeah, but
compelling.
I'm saying, but they won the game by 30 points the other day. It's like it's not that.
But still, you didn't expect that. You know, you're not expecting to see that team being dominated the way they are. Obviously, what's the guard's name again? Murray?
Anthony Edwards.
No.
Maxley?
No, Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray. He's obviously hurt.
He's obviously hurt.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the playoffs so far,
Ken? So with the caveat, I've followed it and I've watched it, but I've been so busy work-wise that probably the least I've seen pure game time since the bubble. I'm still watching the Inside the NBA wrap-ups and catching the ends of games.
Right.
To me, as someone who personally, I'm ready to be done with LeBron and NBA.
Right.
So to watch a Minnesota and an Oklahoma City particularly start to make the move and go through, you know, usually in the NBA, there's a process. You lose before you win. Conan, you're a Celtics fan. You guys are, I would assume, the favorites to win at this point now. You've gone through that process, right? Minnesota and Oklahoma City, and I say this as a Pistons fan, so I'm fucking jealous. They're so much further along than I ever would have thought that, like, to me, that is fun. Watching, even though Orlando didn't win that series, watching a young team like that go 7 games and, you know, they're going to eventually be good, and that's going to be a big deal. But, you know, Jordan's got to lose to the Pistons, who had to lose to the Celtics, it's how this stuff usually goes. The fact that you have at least two teams with legit MVP-level players on them who have fast-forwarded that to me is interesting. I also would say, frankly, NBA officiating is a complete cluster and needs to be nuked for more.
Bro, you just saw what Indiana did, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, that they said. Did you see that, Disco?
Yeah, they said they had a tape. They're so pissed that they 78 right. calls for review.
Right, like, right.
By the game,
dude. What call do you actually think you're going to get in New York?
Well, you're calling out the league publicly,
right,
telling them, "Hey, look, you're fixing the games." That's what they're saying. Like, right. Maybe it's not what they're, but like, that's right. Perception.
That is what they're alluding to.
Is there any professional sports league in America that has that reputation cape built in more than the NBA?
Not even close. Not even close.
So that's a problem.
Yeah. And it all came from something that I found very weird. And I'm sure you saw this, Jeff. When Nemeth hit the ball with his hand and they said it was a kicked ball and it couldn't be reviewed.
Sure. Right.
And the score was tied and they gave the ball back to New York. That was a big swing.
Right. The double drip, phantom, non-double dribble, double dribble call. Like, this, if you're supposed to, also, the number of announcers who are, you know, technically your job as an announcer, you're kind of viewed as an employee of the league, and you're supposed to promote the league. But you've got the color commentators, you've got Wilbon, you've got a lot of guys who traditionally are boosters of the league at the most important time for the league, criticizing this and right. saying, this is supposed to be the best of the best. You need that when you're officiating. I don't love the modern NBA product, personally. And so I think that's part of why I'm excited to see a bit of a turning of the page. But NBA officiating's been it. I mean, when we were in WCW, if I'm not mistaken, there was an NBA officiating scandal with playing yeah. tickets, right?
Yeah. So that Brian Donahue.
Donahue.
Okay.
So we've done this enough times where if you've got 30 years of people going, you can't have this in the playoffs. And we all know, like, does the league want the Knicks and the Celtics? Of course they do.
And not only that, didn't they just suspend a guy in football for betting on his own games?
Basketball's the brother, yeah. Porter's brother.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark's
that's what, so here's the that's what it was. Yeah.
So like, he awesome. So here's the thing that the Indiana thing that exacerbated this. You know, the next game. So the first game comes down to this thing where, you know, they're trying to paint the picture that the league was like literally looking with laser focus to find anything for Indianapolis to do wrong late in that game that we could whistle. And so we had that pick play with Turner. That everybody announced saying, bro, that pick is run.
Right.
You could call that overtime log. So it's like, okay, so they're saying, like, you were literally just waiting for, like, the list, smallest imperfection to hit us with at that point. So when you come to the next game, you would think that, like, they kind of like they did it again. It's like we're looking for, like, a laser, like the double dribble and stuff, you know? It's like, what are you guys doing here? It's like you're literally trying to find the whatever you can to try to cause us to lose these games because we need the Knicks going forward against the Celtics in the next round.
And let me just say this, and I'm not a Knicks fan, obviously, but bro, Brunson was hurt most of the first half with the foot, and then Adonobi or whatever his name is got hurt at the end and had to leave. They didn't have Robinson, they don't have Randall, and they still lost. Right. But I guarantee you, in Indiana, I have a feeling they're going to win both games.
Well, let me tell you.
I think the Knicks are a better team. I think the Knicks are this deal.
Well, plus two, they're very such compelling.
I'm hating, by the way. I hate everything New York.
Well, here's the thing.
Very good shape.
This is about the thing. The funny thing about the Knicks, which makes them such compelling television, is they're, number one, there's like not a lot of teams in the NBA are like this. You have the Villanova Knicks. You got Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo. Like, bro, these guys were. And I'll say because me and my friends are talking about this at work. It's very compelling television because Tom Thibodeau, for some inexplicable reason, just does not like to give these guys any rest. He's playing them 45 minutes. Josh Hart's played the whole game, like all 48 minutes. That's unheard of in the NBA, right? And you're just kind of watching these guys, and you're wondering, like, is this like the Daytona 500? And you're looking at gas tank, and like, are they going to run into the gap before you hit the final lap, right? But the thing about it is, though, you know, those guys that all played on Villanova, that they're playing all these minutes, right? They're kind of like used to, like, they grew up together making deep runs in the Big East tournament where you're playing back to back to back to back. You know, you're just like, bro, these guys just come across as three guys that probably like played pickup basketball for like hours and hours on end together, like no rest or anything. And we're throwing them out there and you're wondering, like, why doesn't other teams play their guys this much?
Apparently in college, they really did not like each other.
Really?
And so, yeah, they like each other now. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I forget which of the three was kind of the one that was the spanner in the works. But to your point, like, it's just rare to see you were together in college as a core. Whether you didn't like it or not, you had runs, you won. And so now to transplant that here, I agree with Thibodeau that are saying that about since he was in Chicago. Right? He just led his guys into the ground.
He lost Scrabble.
They realistically, though, listen, a good, I only lived in New York for like a little over a year or whatever, like a good Knicks team, that shitty is, they've been dying for this.
Plus two, and then, you know, the Garden right now is just an electric atmosphere with the Rangers.
It's a great place.
And it's just like, you can just be,
Like, you never feel like they're out of the game because the crowd is never out of the game. And if they go on a run, you steal the energy. And, dude, it's like...
It's a rich crowd that doesn't feel like a rich crowd.
Right, exactly. And you're wondering, like, you know, the Celtics, you know, everybody's riding the Celtics in the finals. And I don't know if Anunoby's going to come back. You know, they need him. But the next round is like, dude, the Celtics, like, Achilles heel, everybody's been talking about is that nobody has a lot of respect for the coach. And they were not that great in close games this year. It really hadn't been they lost to the Heat last year, his favorite stuff. And everybody's just wondering if, like, you know, if a team can, like, punch him in the mouth and play close games with them. I don't know, man. I'm not ready to write the Celtics, you know, into this past this Knicks team so the Knicks can stay healthy going forward.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old
are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
My question is, if the Celtics beat the Knicks, which I would on paper I'm going to expect. And let's say Porzingis is back.
The main reason they're going to beat him is, bro, they're missing a lot of people. They're missing Robinson, right? Missing Anobi, right? They're missing motherfucking Randall. And they're missing Bogdanovich.
Yeah, but Randall had played a while.
He was playing not too long ago. He played the first game of the playoffs, maybe.
No. Very close. He was out before. He was out before.
I just want to know if you have, let's look at the West. And if we are in a situation where you have Oklahoma City and Minnesota,
right?
These two young teams.
That's going to be a great, great, great series. I'd hate to play whoever comes out of that.
Right. Because that team is too young to know they shouldn't be there at that point. That's dangerous.
I just think the thing with Boston is Jason Tatum and fucking Jaylen Brown have been to like 7 straight playoff series, like 4 straight conference finals. If they don't win a championship, you might see somebody getting traded. Everybody thought, oh, Marcus Smart is leaving. That's the fucking heart and soul. And now Brogdon is leaving. But, bro, two guys showed up that are the heart and soul. Derek White, the most underrated player probably in basketball, okay? And on top of –
he was also underrated.
Drew Holiday,
Most underrated player in the NBA right now is Josh Hart. I don't even think this is close.
The point. To me, it's –
let's talk about this, what you were talking about with Minnesota and Oklahoma City, is that, you know, like you had – it's kind of funny thinking about Luke as like an old guard guy. You know, he's still kind of very young, but he's been in the league with LeBron. And, you know, it's like what you talked about. We saw kind of, you know, you have to like fight these older teams. Like, over, you know, you come close one year, you beat this. It's like, bro, they just kind of like took the broom and swept aside Durant.
Beal.
The Golden State guys.
Curry.
Yeah, Durant.
Draymond
Curry.
Green.
LeBron, like they're all just shoo. You know, you guys have been around too long. We want some new blood here. But I think what people like, you know, because those teams have dominated television. Very familiar. So all of a sudden now it's like, you know, Minnesota's coming in. All of a sudden, they swept the first game. And now they're crushing the defending champions. And they're going like, and everybody's like, remember, you go, oh, yeah, that 22-year-old kid, that was the number one pick in the draft. Holy shit. This guy's really, really, really good. And you're watching him play like, this guy looks like Jordan, you know. So now it's like all
he does play a lot like Jordan. How funny is that?
As a fan, now you step back and you watch this team on television play a few games. Like, I can't wait to watch these guys play again. You know, like the SGAs
can you imagine being a Clippers fan?
Oh,
get that trade and not like what?
But how wild is that, bro? Jokic, who won the thing, like. 3 times, and he's in with just pure legends, you know, like,
oh yeah, right,
you know, Kareem, right, you know, like, you know, Kareem, Jabbar, Jordan, Russell, LeBron, like, it's only about 6 guys that have done that, but it's incredible to me. Shea Alexander was the second guy in the voting. And, you know, when you look at it, well, yeah, he brought the youngest team in the history of the playoffs to the first place record when it was like Denver, Minnesota, and them. You know what I'm saying? So I can
it's
see
incredible.
That. But what's even more incredible, bro, is that Minnesota went to Denver, Jeff, and beat them twice and in one game held them to 80 points without the defensive player of the year on the team, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, so this kid really beat the shit out of
them. Right.
Just looks spectacular. This looks like they're basically probably part through the summer. And,
well, they don't have a real good bench.
Well, this is the thing.
He's playing a lot of minutes. Yeah.
If you look at like I compare Jokic, and he's like the 2024 version. If Larry Bird had 30 more pounds on him and 2 more inches.
Yeah, he's off. He is a bonus. If Sabonis hadn't walked his prime to
right. It's got he fills the stat sheet up with points, rebounds, assists, everything. And then Luka's the same way, but he's more athletic, right? But I think what happened, like with especially with Larry Bird, is like when Larry Bird, those Lakers teams that waxed him those couple of years, bro, there was they'd run. you know, Larry Bird's like a slow white guy to me. These guys run all over the place and everything. But bro, like, you put Jokic and these guys up against this T-Wolves team, they can run, and they're just like, they're so athletic, they're just all over you on defense. Like, they're smothering you every play. And the best thing about Denver, like somebody was saying this, that the reason they were going to, just dismiss the Lakers is because they never get a bad shot. Because Jokic, everybody can pass. But you can't get a good shot against a team that plays defense like this. I think they're done. I think they're gonna get swept. What do you think happens?
Four or five games at this point, at the five game tops, and it's gonna be like in 2004. I could say it's Pistons fan.
Everybody keeps bringing that up. The 2004 Pistons. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Which was really Kobe hit a shot to basically, they won that game. But really, otherwise, we dominated that series. We as though I was on
Support.
I said I was a Pistons ball boy for one game, so I could definitely.
Were you really?
It was a birthday gift when I was a kid.
A Pistons ball boy.
For the bad boys.
What were they like?
Cool. Like, I walked into Mike Abdenauer, who was the trainer and was there for, I think he's in the going to work team in 04, takes me back to get me set up. I think I had a San Jose Sharks hat on. So again, you have to put a Pistons hat on, son. And Bill Laimbeer is in the back getting taped up and is just staring at me like, you motherfucker, get out of here. I'm in my game preps. I was just like, yes, sir, I'm out of here, sir. But it was great. I mean, it was at the end of the run. They had already, it was maybe the year before the last year. So maybe like 91-ish, 92, something like that. But, I mean, that's a legendary team to get to go be around, certainly. Right. So
awesome. What's your prediction for these? Who's going to go to the finals? Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to use the Boston logic just because traditionally to your NBA point, you lose before you win. And they got to win sometime. And you would assume this is the most open it's been for them to do it. However, I'm going to go Boston, Minnesota, simply because Minnesota's defense, I think, is the difference in a young versus young series.
All right.
And
they actually have, I didn't know this, they actually have the best defense in the West.
Yeah. By far. Close,
so really. Boston in six, but like, it's one of those cases where you get a team there because the kid's not afraid, and that's half the battle.
Right.
And you're in a situation where, like, again, they're young enough to be stupid enough to not know they should never be in this situation, and that's dangerous.
Right.
It is dangerous.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer. That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. Mm-hmm. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the Friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, yo, you can perform simple routine checks, you know, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a load off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take, Conan, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness through support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know. So
don't forget the crop reviver. You know, the warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that crop reviver going on, the crop preserver, get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this crop preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you could see Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a beat.
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. They got deodorant. Got the crop preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped.
And I'm still not counting out Oklahoma. And here's the thing, too, though. I don't think this Maverick series is a foregone conclusion because I've seen Luka and Kyrie do crazy things in the playoffs. You know, so Kyrie,
Luka looks so puffy, though. He looks so out of shape.
Well, because his knees hurt. So it's kind of, you know, you're not getting, I don't know. It's like,
gotta catch up.
You can't get in a sauna or use some Nomesmic or whatever that shit's called.
I'm picking Minnesota and Boston. I think Minnesota takes them.
I will not be shocked if it happens. The traditionalist in me says Boston, but like, why don't they look great and defense and a guy who's playing like Jordan,
right?
Pretty good. Right.
Yeah, Minnesota's just got a great team. You love to watch them. You love their enthusiasm. Reminds me a little bit when Ja Morant, you know, when with Memphis was really yeah, clicking. You know what I'm saying?
When he was clicking,
right? Right?
Huh? The trigger clicking when he was clicking.
yeah. No, when he punched a 17-year-old at a pickup game.
Yes, of course.
You're a millionaire. If you don't have smart people around you, you're a dumbass. Why would you be playing a pickup game out there and fucking in an outdoor basketball court where all haters are out there, motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's his dad doing? His dad's in all these games. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, because his dad is living the life of he's sitting in the first row seats. He's eating good. He's dressed. He don't give a fuck. You know,
he's like the 2024 version of the Great Santini.
Yeah, remember that?
Right. Let me tell you, I wanted to say this, and I hate this team with a passion from way back. But bro, the Philadelphia 76ers have a really good squad, and if Embiid wouldn't have been hurt, they would have won. Maxey's a mega superstar who's unstoppable, but I really believe they're going to get rid of Tobias Harris because he's a lot of money. Man.
They took him coming to Detroit. I don't want him.
Really? Bro, you know, let me tell you something. I watched that game where Detroit played Boston, where they, you know which game I'm talking about this year?
Can we beat them in that one, right?
Yeah, they look like world beaters, bro. Yeah, because let me tell you, there's one guy on your team that I really like a lot, and you can build around him. That's Cade Cunningham. Yeah. He's a beast. I think the problem with Detroit was, and I did watch him, is that, bro, they started. You watch the Pistons? Do you watch the Pistons, Jeff?
I'm apparently a gigantic masochist, but yes, I do.
Okay. I don't know why they started Killian Hayes over Jaden Ivey.
Because literally the five Pistons fans that are watching this podcast are literally like, thank you. Because we spent half a season screaming at our television. Going, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. That's what I thought.
They hired a coach who did not want to be there. He turned them down. And our owner said, I'm going to offer you so much money that you can't possibly turn it down. And they got what they paid for. Yeah. A guy who had never won. So you clearly are more qualified to coach the team than Mazzini. Come and see how you thank them. Walking in Vayner. It's a Vampiros running in.
No, Conan's dogs have episodes every now and then.
Well, the Conan's dogs are over. I know that.
Bro, let me tell you, it's hilarious because the guy comes here from Amazon. My wife orders something literally every fucking day, okay? And the guy comes to the door, and one of my dogs is a German Shepherd, and my door has kind of like glass. So he comes running. You can hear it's a lot, you know, like a big dog bark. And then all of a sudden you see this big thing jumping at the door. Bro, they literally, and I see this all the time, they throw the bag and they leave running because they think the dog is going to come through the window or something because he's so fucking, yeah. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.